Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Real Talk at Blue Think Tank Special Edition. We don't have any opening music because it's 4:20, and GRX is over there being a good grandfather, and I'm over here trying to be a DJ. How you doing, GRX?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
How the baby doing?
She's doing all right. Crushing.
And now for my next number.
And now we got music, GRX.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's the most appropriate music I probably could have found. It's funny how this tech thing works out, bro. You know, sometimes it's hit and miss. Were you outside? Are you outside? No, I asked you if you was outside.
I'm inside. I'm in the back room.
Me and baby. Me, you, and the baby in the audience, because we all live. And if the baby got something to say, let the baby say what the baby got to say. This is the best 4:20 show I could have did. You're listening to us. GRX in the background with dogs and babies.
They don't like nothing moving on this side of the school.
Funny how that works out.
Yeah, it works out. You know, they just don't like nothing on this side of the school. I'm mad out of here. Do this one job I have to worry about.
Let's talk about the fact that a lot of dog owners don't know that the dogs will eat your medical marijuana if you're growing it.
Yeah, they will. My dogs enjoy eating the leaves. I have one that will eat the bugs.
Why is that?
THC works the same way it works on us, it works on them. It calms them down, it can hype them up, depending on the strain. And, you know, some strains, like one cat I grow, which is a little skunk, because they're going to be their favorite, because they'll eat it so they ain't growing no more.
Does that mean they'll eat up your whole plant?
They will, if I love them.
Now, I have had dogs that will eat plants during certain periods of the growth cycle. So, during vegetation, no problem. They'll eat it. But a lot of them don't like eating just full buds. Do your dogs eat buds?
Yeah, well, one of them does. One of them will eat the whole bud. Eat, you know. Now, the funny thing is, if it's dry, he won't eat it. If it's just off the plant, eat it. Prefers it. Tries to pick around the leaf to get to it.
So picking something for him special and making a dog salad ain't gonna work. Because he's gonna take it off the tree.
He won't believe it.
Now, you just made me think of something. Because we all know, if you've listened to any of our shows, that you have a disability. And I would hate to have to come over and bang on the dog because he ate up all your weed, GRX.
Well, you know, I keep a close eye on him. And now he's older, so he don't really have to write as much. So he's all right.
Okay, okay. Just give me some instructions, because I won't bang on your dog unless you tell me to. But if it's eating up all the weed, and sometimes we do joint growth. You can't eat up my weed, he can eat up your weed. He only like your weed. That dog might have some knowledge then about the future of your week. We have to watch this dog, ladies and gentlemen, because he could be an inside week prayer. Okay? We have a dog that can tell us what is the best week because he wants to eat it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's just like the each his own with it anyway, so it's just the way that it affects him, you know. For my older dog, like I said, he likes the lemon to go. He'll go out there, he'll eat the butt right off the plant. Prefers it with his buddy. Now my lemon, I mean my blueberry, he'll go out there, he'll eat the leaves of that. And once it starts budding, he won't mess with it anymore.
Now, this is your option, but I'll tell you that I grow probably three strains of herbs. The Mardi Mar. Now we got this, some Canadian stuff that's looking hardy. And then I got a couple of things I got from you. And maybe two Hawaiians that ain't ready to be put in the proper format because they're just seedling still, 1 foot seedling. When you look at all of the stuff that you're doing and the category of herbs, are you finding that at this point in the season, trying to grow in or outdoor, wherever you're growing, and dealing with your dogs and whatever, has it become more difficult or easy to negotiate? And what I mean is, otherwise, you have history now. You're a master grower in most cases.
I find it now with the weather is a little bit more difficult because the timing is so off. What we normally get in March, we don't get in March anymore. What we normally get in April, the heavy rain, we're not getting it anymore. So it's a little bit more difficult.
I get it. The baby said it's difficult for Pawpaw to manage because the weather. Now the weather people were saying that we are post El Nino, and I just immediately was like, no, we're not. And let me ask you a question. Is this baby easier at this juncture, you know, just a couple of weeks old, than your daughter's baby as far as your management?
Say that again?
Is, you know, you've changed a lot of diapers and reared a lot of children. So
Yeah. Are
you finding that this is easier for you with this granddaughter as opposed to Tiffany's child?
Pretty much after the first one, they're all pretty much the same, bro. I mean, their attitudes are different, but pretty much the routine that we have set for them is the same across the board, you know. We put them on time periods. We make sure that things happen systematically for them. And so for us, here, me and my wife, it's just systematic operation. This is just what we do.
I just happened to, my brain said there is a nexus between what we do raising kids and that protocol and what we do to raise these plants.
And it is. It's pretty much sometimes you got a child that's stubborn. They won't do nothing. So you got to coax it a little bit. And then, voila, here it is. It grows up. It's a beautiful plant.
So you're like a master pawpaw.
I'm trying to be.
Okay. Well, then maybe you need to just start writing books about being Papa.
I'm trying to be. That's it. You know, like the commercial say, you talk to them early, tell them what you learned early. Hey, it'll sink in. It'll set in, you know.
Well, that's what happened with me and my grandmother. It did sink in, and it mattered. Because
it matters. Everything that they taught us matters. I mean, about even growing outside. And it wasn't back in the day, they wasn't growing the herb, but they were growing tobacco, they were growing all the other vegetables, and you learn from that, you watch that. And so what I learned to watch from my fathers and my uncles and my mother and them, I apply to my garden today.
Well, GRX, I'm sorry to inform you late, but we are from Bama. And they were growing herbs next to the cotton and the collard greens. And in a Christian and loving way.
Okay. In a Christian and loving way.
Okay. So it is what it is. It do what it do. Remember, hey, yeah. We got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sir.
We got that. So acting like we don't is what gets us in the problem.
Yeah, I mean, we're connected to the earth, and, you know, I find it, like, the most relaxing thing is, like, when I sit out in my garden, I tend to, you know, I can let all of the nonsense go, and I can just watch God at work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we be healthy, but pretty much it's that God is at work. You know, I can't make a decision on how tall this guy can really go and be. I can feed it, I can nurture it, but God has the last say in the matter.
That's big for you because I'm always preaching that side of the coin. And at the end of the day, it actually, God is at work on an indoor crop, too. See?
It works the same thing on the indoor crop. I can only do what God has done a lot of us to do. You got to understand, these times have been doing this for millions and millions of years, growing a certain way. And no matter what you do to it, it's going to grow.
Yeah, I had a.
How will it grow? That's all on you. If you feed it right, if you do the right things for it, but it's going to grow. God is going to let it grow.
It's like a child.
If you could drop a seed in a crack on the street and it grow out the crack out of the seed, man, that's God at work. It didn't get nothing special. We didn't give it anything special, but it grew out the street. Voila. Got stuff that grows in the desert. Voila. Man don't have nothing to do with that. So you got to respect where it's coming from first.
You just said when I had a funny conversation, a weird one actually this morning, something that was repeated to you and I said to you, is like, you know, marijuana is one of God's many, many plants. Anything under the sun is one of his plants. It is. However, Jesus ain't pro smoking weed. So, you as the believer got to figure that out at some point, even you and I, you know, because whatever benefit we're gaining is working now, but as you know, as we age, smoking will be a negative as opposed to the benefit of the THC. So, we're going to have to figure out a way to redifference that as we age, which also helps us to reconcile our faith. It's funny how we
ones, again, I mean, there's more than one way to harvest that plant to do the things that you need to do. For instance, green eggs in hand, as I call it, you know, with a little piece on it here or there, or a little...
hey, do you have a recipe, Jared? I
call it voila.
Hey, hold up. You just said what my next segment was, and I didn't tell you that yet. What are you, some type of guru? You know, Papa all in my head. I'm trying to, you know, I'm older than you by 5 months, so leave that alone.
Look,
I was here first by 5 months, so leave that alone. Look, you know, do you have any type of, I mean, I have a recipe for, I call it marijuana fan salad. Just a regular salad, and then you chop up some fan leaves like a salad. Don't put the whole damn leaf in the stem. And then,
we have, you know, my wife likes to cook, and I can say she isn't really a chef. even though she went to the quote-unquote culinary school, I'll put her up with some of the best.
You ain't going to get no complaints out of me, bro. I want her to be the next face on the $20 bill. But they put Harriet Tubman. So, you know.
No, no, so what I look at it is we've made cakes, we've made butter, we've done a lot of different things with it, so it all works out.
Do you have...
You don't just have to smoke it.
No, but do you have a particularly quick recipe to start out if you do? On something that you like to just hook up real quick? Mine is, again, the family salad. Now, I just like a green salad, but I like balsamic vinegar as opposed to some ranch style stuff because you will get bubble guts trying to eat some raw weed plants and THC. That, you'll get bubble guts if you mix that with a milk base like Thousand Island or ranch or... blue cheese, so you know you need a balsamic based vinaigrette, and that salad does come out, and you need all of your everything in there and all the extras. Marinated. Artichoke hearts type stuff, you know, pickles, all of that. You need all of those flavors, and that weed fan leaf salad will work. You want fan leaves. Because if you chop up bud, you will not wake up for 2 days.
Well, some people thought it on there.
Yeah, until you really understand that now I can't get off the pot because my brain is having a visceral weed reaction and whatever is going through my colon is going through my mind at the same time. I did that once before. I was some come up. They had a lot of brownies, and I got too drunk, and I needed a sugar fix, and so I ate all the brownies. Then I got up and played my best round of golf ever. Funny how that works, but it works out weird. But you don't want to go through that. You just really want something stable, because raw THC or marijuana.
Well, like I like to use that as, you know, I made Chief, and Chief is basically...
Can I put it on my shake?
Yes, you can.
Have you tried?
Yes, I have.
Oh, shit. I'll be over there Sunday.
Just a little bit.
Like jumbo filet.
Normally, salt and pepper, your steak, you just put just a little bit. You don't need much.
Well, what about a jumbo mix?
Go ahead and cook it, and voila. Like I said, we made butter, we cooked it in mashed potatoes, like I said, the green eggs and ham, baby, it's all good.
I ain't had the green eggs and ham, but I might have to, maybe some turkey ham, but I might have to fool with that.
Me just experiment. Once I have the key, it's just me experiment. And like my wife with her cooking skills, she experiments with it and see what she can and can't do. And so far, she can do a lot with it. And
chocolate
cake tastes like chocolate, doesn't have a bitter aftertaste. And again, it's your herb selection that you use. Because some herbs are piney and strong and have a strong bite. And some of them are sweet smelling and
bitter,
like the lemon skunk.
One of the downsides when people offer you, hey, I got some edibles and I made this, try this, hook this up. Even when you go to hook this up, try this, please. Have you heard about this? Is the problem that they don't know how to cook. And
that's the number one aspect. They don't know how to cook. And they're like the brownies that you probably most likely
taste like weed. They should not taste like weed.
Because they take an effect that the stuff that they put in there is going to suck up moisture. So you need to add something else that's going to be a little bit more moist to it. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh, I'm going to tell you this, because I haven't been around this gang for minutes in multiple cities in California. And the best edibles should not taste like weed. Okay? I'm not looking for that. I could just eat a branch, where I grow 9-inch branches. So 9-inch cola. So I could actually just eat a cola before I want to taste weed. Really? That's not what it is. We want culture-style cooking at the highest level from which you have infused THC and marijuana. And nobody really wants the pill form or the pharmaceutical form in their food. So you be careful when you're putting...
Well, first of all, you got to understand how wax is made. You're basically putting in a degassed butane in your system.
And a bunch of negative nitrates used to produce it. And create
exactly.
It.
I mean, you're cooking it. It's basically the same way that you make crack, you make that wax.
So that's like putting rocks on your salad? don't even say nothing. I hear you. I can smell you. Don't say shit, because we'll have 15 people dead tomorrow because they went out there and put rocks on the fucking salad. Okay, stop right there. Now, which candidate do you think are the most pro-weed? Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Hillary Clinton, or Bernie Sanders? Who's going to give us our weed love if we elect the president?
Bernie Sanders.
I don't think Bernie Sanders picked up a joint in 20 years.
Well, he may not have picked up one, but he know about it.
And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you what I would do.
Like, if Hillary does get in, I hope that she will correct the laws. But again, we're dealing with this killer crime.
Well,
12 months to get it like that. You know, so be careful about the information that you get off the internet and off of YouTube. Be careful. That's all I'm going to say. And you don't have to spend a lot to grow a lot. That's the other thing.
No, you don't need to go out and do no upfront purchases unless you don't have no dirt, no pot, or no common sense. Okay? You don't need to do nothing. In fact,
again, drop the seeds or drop your phone and let God do what he do.
I'm going to tell you this, and I'll say it again. I only got into this game because somebody sold me some basic Mexican weed up in Oakland. And I was like, that's that fire. And they said, nah, that's that Mexican Sisamilla. And I was like, Sisamilla is seedless weed. And I just remembered the Peter Tosh. I got a stalk of, Black Uru. I got a stalk of Sisamilla growing in my pocket. I think you were at that concert with me at USC.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Mark. And Will Hyde, if you remember Will Hyde. But at the end of the day, from that, I learned in Oakland that you can grow chronic, which is not a real weed. There's no strain called chronic. Okay?
Well, there is. It's in Amsterdam. There is one strain called chronic.
Did that come?
I wasn't trying that for myself, so I had to do my little research. There it is.
Did that come after or before?
It was before the song kind of came out. They didn't have that strain. People like this, and Amsterdam is probably one of their most popular strains, and their most common strains that you'll find in most of the shops.
Not today, because we're 30 years removed. And now we got OGs and cushy keys and cheese.
Well, you know, we changed the name just to change like we changed our underwear, you know what I'm saying? So let's just get into what it really is.
But there was nothing in the state that we knew of as crunch. So everybody
I'm not gonna say that they didn't travel over to Amsterdam, they get smoked out, and they were smoking chronic, and they came back, and they deal. I'm not going to say they didn't deal with all of that, but I do know that there is a herb called chronic.
But that's like saying, is there a strain called the kind? Because before I ever called weed chronic, it was the kind. And that was because I knew some cats from Colorado who was growing the kind. And so at the end of the day, it's like, where does pop culture meet real culture? And so we can't keep with a fantasy that Dr. Dre invented chronic, because on the streets of L.A. to the streets of New York, there was no such thing as chronic. Now, he had the resources to take these strips and do all of that in 1991, too, actually 1990. But it's not likely, bruh. And my other issue would be, I would have to really press the dates on the publication. As far as I have researched, in these states of the United, there is no such thing as crime. And
well, check this out. I got a homeboy in Canada. We can talk to him and see if we can get some seeds of that.
Well, what's the hook going to be, G.R.A.?
What's the hook
going to
be? It really is what they say it is.
Is it chronic or is it fun? So that's a good way to end this show. What's the lead hook going to be? And we will follow up with that, okay? And now that Mr. G.R.X. is out of... Currently, for this minute, baby duty, he will fire up that extra one that he already had rolled. And I will proceed to do this thing. Happy 420 for the 420er. And for those of you who think this is about Hitler, I already know me and my boy ain't with it. We funny like that. We not pro Hitler. We pro weed. And so just because this is actually Hitler's birthday and some early pioneers of weed associated that connection means nothing for our nexus, because at the end of the day, you know, we would love to get to the point, GRX, where we're just giving away, and you get an alpha weed, and you get an alpha weed.
Everybody gets
for listening. Thank you for listening, Real Talk at Blue Think Tank, GRX. I don't think we can get, we can't get no more clips. Hey, GRX, and you get an alpha weed, and your dogs get an alpha weed.
Everybody get an ounce.
The babies get an ounce that they can't cash in until they're 18. That's just, I need to understand that. We got that, right?
Yeah, we
got
to have an understanding.
Okay, so hopefully me and you around to sign the forms in 18 years. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're just doing what we can. And I want everybody to stop right now and pray for the Tammy Mills with the weed infusion to come to your house. Just pray right
now. Oh, well, we're going to start a new culinary thing. We call it a sweet milk. So be on the lookout.
Well, I'm going to call it Gaga Mama. I always got to put my spin on it, you know. I'm not Suge Knight, I'm Suge Midnight. So at the end of the day, that's how that's going to be, boy. We're going to have to wait, and let's pray once again for the Gaga Mama meal. Just come on in, drop it off, let the drone do its thing, extra ounce on the side because you used the credit card. Happy diaper day, bro. I'm out. Talk to you in a day or two.
All right.